Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Some of the best use of feedback that I've ever heard. Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Mark Neese calling. I'm just outside in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, sitting on a bench overlooking this beautiful lagoon that is in my little corner of the suburbs on a quiet and pleasant Friday evening. I am recording this message in response to an episode that Patrick had a few weeks ago as of this recording about guitar feedback in songs. I gave a little thought and I wanted to avoid any of the obvious songs, like anything by Jimi Hendrix or what have you, or I Feel Fine by the Beatles. You know, we all know that. So I was kind of brainstorming it and pondering it over, and eventually I finally thought of the most obvious answer that, for me anyway, and that was a song by the band Laughing Hyenas. The one song that I thought of in particular by Laughing Hyenas is a song called Hard Time Blues. It's on their third and final album called Hard Times. Now, before I get too far, you know, for anyone who's unfamiliar with Laughing Hyenas, they're a Detroit / Ann Arbor band that formed in the mid-80s by John Brannon, the vocalist, and Larissa Strickland, guitarist. John Brannon had, of course, been in Negative Approach, pretty well-known Detroit punk band. Larissa Strickland had been in the band L7, not that L7, not the Bricks Are Heavy, Pretend We're Dead L7, not the famous one, but a different L7 from the Detroit area. Pretty sure they were from Detroit. I might have to check on that, but I'm pretty sure they were a Detroit area band. So anyway, Larissa and John Brannon were in a relationship, and as far as I know, they saw a concert or a show by the Birthday Party in the mid-80s. They went together to see a show by the Birthday Party, and they were inspired to form their own band, which became Laughing Hyenas. So, you know, Laughing Hyenas, primarily known as a sort of post-punk, kind of punk blues type of band, garage rock, what have you. Formed in 85. Hard Times was their last album, released in 1995. It's probably my favorite Laughing Hyenas album. And that could be a controversial opinion. There's probably a lot of people that prefer kind of the more abrasive, louder, earlier albums from the late 80s. But honestly, to call Hard Times like a soft album is pretty ridiculous, because it's as abrasive. It's pretty much as abrasive as anything else they put out. And maybe I like it most because it's the one Laughing Hyenas album that I have on CD. So I like to pop it in the car. It's really good driving music. It's really loud and aggressive, and if you're in the right mood for it, it can be a lot of fun. Just don't get too carried away. You know, you don't want to get angry at other drivers and then, you know, have this really loud, aggressive music, you know, incite you to, you know, road rage or something like that. So just keep that in mind if you ever listen to Hard Times in your car while driving. So anyway, I digress. The song that really jumped out at me is a song where feedback is used well by the band is, as I said, Hard Time Blues. And the song's got a really menacing, dark sound to it. And the use of feedback in the song by Larissa Strickland is, I would say that it's really pretty subtle. You know, she uses it mainly at the end of each of John Brannon's vocal lines in the verses. And I don't know, I'm not a musician. I really lack the musical vocabulary to describe what she's doing, but there's just real control in the way that she uses the feedback. It's almost like the feedback is commenting on what John Brannon is singing in his lines, if that makes any sense. It's really effective. It's really subtle. It's not in your face. She doesn't go overboard. It serves the song, and I just love it. I just love the way her feedback sounds in that particular song. And I mean, she uses feedback throughout that album, like the next couple songs on the album have feedback in them also, and are used. It's used really well in those songs. So songs like "You're So Cruel," and another song called "Stay," she uses feedback, but on Hard Time Blues, I think that's the most effective use of feedback by Larissa Strickland, the guitarist. So let me see, is there anything else I was going to add here? This is interesting. And in 2023, Rolling Stone magazine did one of their myriad 500 top whatever list. This one happened to be the 500 top guitarists of all time. It was the 250. I'm sorry, 250 top guitarists of all time. And Larissa Strickland finished at number 181. I was very pleasantly surprised to see that she made the list. Not that she is not deserving. I think she's very deserving. Just a little surprised that Rolling Stone magazine would, fairly mainstream music magazine like Rolling Stone would recognize her for her accomplishments as a guitarist. I think it's very well deserved. Unfortunately, Larissa Strickland died in 2006. She was 46 years old. She had, a bit of a troubled life, particularly, I think, after the band broke up. I mean, there were all kinds of drug issues involved with Laughing Hyenas. They had the problems, certainly with substance abuse, and unfortunately, Larissa passed away as a result of that. So let me just look over my notes. I think I covered everything. So yeah, check out the song "Hard Time Blues" off of Laughing Hyena's 1995 album, Hard Times. It's one of Larissa Strickland's guitar playing is some of the best use of feedback that I've ever heard in a song. Honestly, I'm not kidding. I really believe that. So anyway, that's it. That's all I have. Thank you for listening to this, and keep on rocking the suburbs. Really good driving music. It's really loud and aggressive, and if you're in the right mood for it, it can be a lot of fun.